Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 8. Yesterday, we were hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's different ecstatic feelings and different moods of devotional love he was experiencing. Sometimes he was in the mood of Bhagavan Bhav, and sometimes he was in the mood of Bhakta Bhav. The mood of a devotee, like Uddhava or Prahlad, or other devotees, Prahlad, or Akura, sometimes he's in Akura Bhav, and sometimes he was in Balaram's Bhav, sometimes Ram's Bhav. So he's relishing the mood of being Bhagavan or Krishna, the Lord Himself, the Supreme Absolute Truth, and sometimes he was relishing the mood of being the Lord's surrendered devotee, the servant of the Lord, in different rasas, Shantaras or Dasiras, Sakiras. So then his mother, we heard yesterday, his mother Sashi, she's witnessing all these different expressions and pastimes, and she's a little fearful. In her mind, she's thinking, well, Nimai's elder brother, my first child, Vishwarup, he left this world, and he left me at least, and he took sannyas. So I'm afraid that Nimai, he may do the same thing, because his behavior seems so strange and so unusual. So then Mother Sashi said, this is text 93, Ai bali bhap gya kara ganga snan prabhu bali bala mata jaya krishna ram. Mother Sashi said, my dear son, go and take bath in the Ganga. Vishwambar replied, O mother, please chant the names of Krishna and Ram. Balo, Balo Mata, Jai Krishna Ram. Jata kichu kahe shachi putrera utar, Krishna bai kichu nahi, Bale Vishwambar. Regardless of whatever Mother Shachi said to her son Vishwambar, he would not reply anything other than Krishna, Krishna. Krishna bai kichu nahi, nahi bale. So whatever she said, he would say, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. That's the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Every question, the answer is Krishna. And whatever his mother would ask, he would say, Krishna. Whatever his mother would say, he would say, Krishna. Very simple, easy. One word, answer to everything. The answer to everything. Achintya vesha se bhujana na jai jakkanat jehai se apurva dekhai. No one could understand the inconceivable moods of Lord Vishwambar. Whatever mood he assumed appeared most enchanting. Whatever mood Lord Vishwambar manifest was never seen by anyone before, so it appeared most wonderful. These moods were actually situated in the realm beyond material thought and were therefore incomprehensible to ordinary people. Achintya avesh. So he would assume, he would enter these inconceivable moods. Inconceivable because they were transcendental moods, spiritual, divine, loving sentiments. So a materialistic person, these moods and sentiments are far beyond his purview of perception. Now this is a story about a Shiva Bhakta. Lord Chaitanya meets the Shiva Bhakta. Egdin asiyeka Shivera Gayan Dambura Bhajaya Gaya Shivera Katan. One day a singer of Shiva's glories arrived. That Shiva Bhakta or Shiva person began to play his small drum and chant the glories of Lord Shiva, Dambura, Dambura Bhajai, Gai, Shivara Katan. This Damburu, you know this Damburu? It's shaped like an hourglass or something, and it's narrow here, and it has two little marbles or something on it. That's his drum. Aila karite biksha prabhura mandire gahai Gahaye Shiva Ragita Vedi Nirtyakari. This singer of Shiva's glories came to Lord Vishvambhara's doorstep to beg alms, and he began to dance in a circle while singing a song about Lord Shiva. So he came to the mandir. It says Prabhu Mandir. Because in Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, in the house of Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya's house in Mayapur, there was one room called the mandir, the temple room. And in that temple room, that's where Jagannath Mishra and Shachimata worshipped their Kula Devata, their Ishtadev, who was Lord Vishnu. They had one Shila there of Adhokshaja Vishnu Shila, then they also had larger deities of Lakshmi Narayan, I believe. So this verse is saying that this singer of Shiva's glories, a Shiva worshipper, he came to that mandir and danced in a little circle and played his damru while singing a Shiv bhajan. Bam bam vole, bam bam vole. Shankarer guna shuni Prabhu Vishvambhar, Haila Shankara Murti Divya Jata Dar. As soon as Lord Vishvambhar heard the glories of Lord Shankar, Vishvambhar himself immediately took the form of Shankar with matted locks of hair. So generally, at this time, Lord Chaitanya is not, or let's say Vishvambhar is not manifesting as Sannyas Leela. He's 20 years old, anywhere from 20 to 24, maybe 21. And his hair is down to his shoulders. It's very wavy, black and beautiful. There's some waves there. It's not really, some people say curly, but it's actually some waves. It's not curly, it's waves. Looks like scattered crow's feathers on his shoulders. This is the description of Krishna's hair in Nectar Devotion. When his hair is loose over his shoulders, it looks like a crow when it spreads its feathers. When it's sitting down in the sun or something, it spreads its feathers. If they're wet, he opens his wings, spreads his feathers. So Krishna's hair is very long and black and beautiful and glossy and shiny. And now, in the presence of this worshipper of Lord Shiva, who is playing as Damboru, we say Damru in Hindi, Damru, takatakata, 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 and he's dancing around in a little circle, and he's singing Lord Shiva's glories, and seeing all this, and hearing the Shankar Gun, Nam Rup Gun Leela. So he's singing, apparently this worshipper Lord Shiva is singing what they call Guna Kirtan. There's Leela Kirtan, Guna Kirtan, like we say Nam Sankirtan. There's Nam Sankirtan, there's also Guna Kirtan, Leela Kirtan, and Rupam Kirtan. Guna Kirtan, about the qualities of the Lord and his devotees. Now Shiva Bhakta is singing a Guna Kirtan. Lord Chaitanya is hearing Shunya Shankar Guna Kirtan Shunya. He's hearing this and he's feeling that I am that Shiva. Because Shankar, in his topmost expression as Sada Shiva, he is Vishnu Tattva. The Shiva of this world, living on Kailash, he is what they call Shiva Tattva. He's not a Jiva and he's not Vishnu. He's a transformation of Vishnu Tattva with a slight proximity to Tamagun. Not influenced by Tamagun, but slight proximity. So because of that association from a distance with Tamagun, then he appears as his Tattva, Shiva Tattva. But in his form as Sada Shiva, he is actually in a direct expansion of Vishnu Tattva, Lord Shankarshan. That's why he says Shankar. There's Krishna who expands as Balaram. Balaram expands as Chaturvyuha, which is Vasudeva Krishna, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. Then that Mool Sankarshan expands as the Adi Sankarshan, and he expands as Sadashiva. And Sadashiva lives in Sadashiva Loka with his consort, and they're all transcendental. And then that Sadashiva expands into this material world as Lord Shiva, and his consort, Transcendental Parvati, expands as Parvati over here. This is the tattva. This is the Siddhanta. So Vishambhara, on one level, Vishambhara, of course, is Vishnu tattva, also Shakti tattva, because Vishambhara is Krishna, or Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So he is also Sankarshan, he's Sarvavatari, all the avatars are within Lord Vishambhara. Just like in Krishna Leela, all the avatars are within Krishna. So sometimes Krishna shows Shiradakshai Vishnu in a place called Sheshashayi. Sheshashayi is near Koshi and Braj Mandal, a deity of Krishna lying down on Anantashesh, Kheer Sagar. This Leela was shown to the gopis. And the gopis said, "We heard that you, in one of your Leelas, you're also manifesting as Vishnu lying on a big long snake in the ocean of milk." Said, "Yes, yes, you want to see? Yes, you can show. Yes." So then he showed. Balaram became Anantashesh, and they went out into this river, and I mean this lake. So that's called Sheshashayi. Shayi means resting or sleeping, like Shayanartik. Shesha means Anantashesh, resting on Shesha, lying on Shesha, Sheshashayi. So that deity is there, is a black deity lying there, and it's Krishna. So when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he showed his Narayan Roop and so many different Roops. His Ram and Setubandhu and Kamivan, he showed his Ram Roop. The coward boys became monkeys and Hanuman, and they built a bridge across Lanka to Lanka. And those rocks are still there in Kamivan, Setubandha. So he showed Ram so many places. And then he showed Narayan form, Garuda Govinda. And Garuda Govinda, there's a temple near Chatikar Road, near the gas station, called Garuda Govinda. So as Krishna would show different avatars and forms of the Lord during his Leela, Lord Chaitanya also showed. Now he's showing his Shankar Roop. So the first thing that transformed on Lord Vishambhara is his hair. His beautiful wavy hair that I mentioned all became matted and stuck. Jat says Jat Dhara, Divya Jata, and Jata. Haila Shankara Murti Divya Jata Dhar. He took the form of the Murti and manifested as Shankara, the form of Shankar, with Jata. Jata means this. All the hair is all stuck together. But it's Divya. Divya means transcendental. Not ordinary. Jata. Not ordinary sticky hair. Transcendental sticky hair. It's different. I remember once when we were taking the trash out of the temple in Los Angeles, emptying the trash, the little trash cans into a big trash can, and emptying the big trash can into a dumpster. Then a dumpster, big truck comes and picks that thing up and throws it in the back and puts it down and compresses it. You must have seen. It's called a dumpster. And I was taking out the trash, and then one time, one devotee was telling me, "See this trash? What do you think this is?" I said, "This is trash." And he said, "No, actually it wasn't that. That was something else. But where those trash cans were, there were some signs there. Everywhere in LA they had so many signs in the kitchen, deity pots and devotee pots and deity spoons, and like this. So in this, above these trash cans there were some signs on the wall, and it said, Transcendental Trash. Transcendental Trash. Then it said, Old deity garlands, old deity clothes, photos, etc. It's called Transcendental Trash. Then there was another sign that said Prasad, and like it was extra Prasad from the eating the Sunday feast, it would go there in that can. And then that can would be, those cans would be taken to some lake or some river and put in the river to feed the fish or whatever. And the Transcendental Trash would be burned. They had an incinerator where they would burn all the transcendental trash into ashes and take the ashes out to some forest. So transcendental trash. So even trash can be transcendental. Divya trash. This is Divya Jata Dhara. He was holding his hair, his wavy hair became stuck, Jata. Then what did he do? What did Vishwambhara do? Eka lampe utte tara kandera upar hunkara karyo bhale muni se shankar. Vishwambhara jumped on the shoulders of that Shiva person, that worshipper of Shiva who was singing, playing his damru, and Vishwambhara loudly shouted, I am that Shankar. Keha deki jata shinga damaru bhajai bola bola mahaprabhu bhalaye sadhai. Some people saw Mahaprabhu with matted locks of hair and playing a horn or singha and a damaru drum, and he continually exclaimed, Bolo, Bolo, sing, sing. Se Mahapurusha Jata Shiva Gita Gaila Paripurna Fal Tara Ekatra Paila. Whatever glorification of Shiva that great personality ever sang now bore its full fruits. Seta Gaila Gita Niraparadhe Gora Chandra Arohana Kailatara Khande. Since that singer of Shiva Bhajan sang without offenses, Niraparadhi, Gora Chandra climbed on his shoulders. Sound familiar? Niraparadhi, Vishwas and Icha. So he got a good result of this. As a result of that singer of Shiva's glories, without offense, Gora Sundar climbed on his shoulders. Harivo. So this is Shiva. He's a worshiper of Shiva. He appeared one day in the mandir in Jagannath Mishra's house, in Vishwambhara's house. He started playing his damru and dancing a little circle in the mandir and singing the glories of Shiva Gaya, singing the glories of Shiva, his Ishta. And Lord Chaitanya was so impressed and so attracted and so inspired that he himself turned into Shankar, and his hair, and he looked like Shankar, and he acted like Shankar, and he mounted the shoulders of that Shankar worshipper, and somehow he manifested a singa. Singa means a buffalo horn. Buffalo horn. They take an old horn from a buffalo, dead buffalo, and they make it poke a hole, and you can blow it. Are you awake? You're awake now. Make some type of sound, right? A buffalo horn. Transcendental buffalo horn. Should have done that at Mangalarti during Bhagavatam class. Wake everybody up. So he was playing that, and the Shiva person, he was playing his damru, and Lord Chaitanya jumped on his shoulders and said, I am that Shiva! Hunkar! He roared, loudly proclaiming. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, how did this happen? What did this Shiva, singer of Shiva, what did he do? What attracted the Lord? How did he get so much mercy that God climbed on his shoulders like he climbs on the shoulders of a coward boy? Like Krishna gets on the shoulders of Sridham or Subal. How is it possible? Such intimacy. That's quite intimate. Exchange. Someone gets on your shoulders. They're your friend. They're your son. They're your lover. Whatever. Because his Shiva Geet was niraparadhe, niraparadh. It was devoid of aparad. So if we're chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we're not singing the glories of Shiva, we're singing the glories of Radha Govinda Yugal. Radha Govinda Yugal. Radha Gopinath Yugal. We're singing their glories, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So who's going to climb on our shoulders? Krishna will climb on our shoulders, Radharani will climb on our shoulders, if we meet the qualification, the prerequisite of Niraparadhi, chanting Namabhas without any offenses. So of course this is all done in internal consciousness. I mean, he's absorbed. Lord Chaitanya is Vishwambhara, he's the son of Shachi, Shachi Mata, Jagannath Sutta, Jagannath Mishra Sutta. But now he's absorbed in internal consciousness. He's thinking, because we told these verses we've been describing in Gaur Lila, that sometimes he's in Bhakta Bhav, sometimes he's in Bhagavan Bhav. So now he's in Shankar Bhav, Sadashiva Shankar, Bam Bam Bole, and his hair is Jata, and he's blowing on a horn, and he jumped on the shoulders, and he says, I am Shiva, I am Shiva. So this is all being done in internal consciousness. It's called Antardasha. Antardasha, Bhayadasha. Dasha. So now this verse is telling, Bhaya Paya Namilena Prabhu Vishambar Apanaidilena Bhiksha Julira Bitar. Bitar, like the Hindi saying. After regaining external consciousness, Lord Vishambar got down from the shoulders of that Shiva worshipper and personally placed alms in the singer's bag, his Juli. They say Joli, it's a Juli. Julira Bitar, Bitar. Apane Dilena Bhiksha Julira Bitar. Bhiksha Julira Bitar. Inside, right? Bitar means inside. Gar Bitar. Bitar means inside, right? So inside, Lord Chaitanya personally put some donation inside his bag because he came. He was a mendicant, a vairagi. He's doing madhukari, he's wandering house to house. He came into Mandir, he danced a little song. Just like when people do madhukari, they come to the house and beg a little some food and brudge. So Lord Vishambar has become Lord Vishambar, the dutiful Brahmin. Because Brahmins not only receive charity, but they give charity. Believe it or not. Nowadays it may sound rather surprising. But when we hear it, it said, sadkarma nipuna vipra. Nipun vipra. Sadkarma nipuna vipra. Nipun means expert. Nipun. Vipra means Brahmin. And Brahmins are supposed to be expert in sadkarma, six actions. Dan, what's it? Patan, patan, yajan, yajan, dan, pratigraha. Studying the Shastra, patan, and teaching the Shastra to others, patan. Yajan, yajan, yajan. Doing puja, yajna homa and puja, tatakraji, archamurti puja, yajan and yajan. Teaching others and doing functions for others, satyanarayan puja or vivaha yajna or whatever, diksha, samskara, different yajnas. Then that's four activities, four karmas, and the last two are dan pratigraha. Dan means collecting bakshish. Bakshish, paisa, rupees, donation. Me, Brahmin, donation give me. There's one Brahmin at Radhakund, when you go there, he knows a little English, but he's speaking English with Hindi grammar. So he says, me, Brahmin, donation give me. Because this is Hindi grammar structure. The verb is at the end. We always say, I'm a Brahmin, please give me a donation. But he says, me, Brahmin, donation give me. I get such a laugh, I can't help but give him a donation. Me, Brahmin, donation give me. It's too cute. So then... So this is Dan. Brahmins collect donation. But then this is the tricky part, Pratigraha. Pratigraha means that they also give donations. They have a mandir or they're a mahant in some temple, and they collect donations of lavish amounts, and then they establish an anashetra in their temple. You go to Balaji temple in Venkateshwar, Tirumala Hills, and they give out free khichdi, they give free food there because they collect so much money. So that's pratigraha. Brahmins will give donation, they'll give kapradan or anadan or vidyadan. They'll open a Sanskrit vidyalaya and give free Sanskrit education to the children of the area. They're supposed to, but nowadays it's like, give me, give me, give me. Sometimes some sannyasis or gurus, they do this pratigraha. Like this Sai Baba. Sai Baba, he's some type of saintly person of India. And he collects lots of money. That's dan. But then he does pratigraha. He does charity. Builds hospitals and schools and universities and all kinds of things. So these are good things. He's not just eating the money. He's distributing it and giving it back. So this is the activity. So Lord Chaitanya, now he's in his lila as a grihastha. Grihastas, one of the primary functions of a Grihastha, which is told throughout Shastras, how a Grihastha will promote his consciousness towards God is by this activity, which is so important, properly receiving guests. By properly receiving guests, by giving them asan, proper asan, and sweet words of greeting. Swagatam, swagatam, bete, bete, aramse, aramse, pani lila, pani lila, tora, dry fruit lila, acha, tike, aramse, ha, bari, tike, acha, tike, kaanse, aya, acha, brindavanse, acha, pankivihari, tike, rahega, acha, tike. Darshan, hey, ah, yeah, buddy, I'm buddy darshan. So you receive this guest and you'll give him proper asan and you offer him some water and some kind words of greeting, and then some dry fruits or some Thakurji prasad, then inquire about his well-being, where have you come from, do you need a place to stay, or do you need some money, what is the situation. So this is the proper reception of guests. And by doing this, then the Grihastha becomes detached from his greed, detached from his selfishness, and his acquirement of wealth by usually various ill-gotten means, various cheating techniques. Making money means cheating and lying of various degrees. So this ill-gotten money will become purified by acts of charity. So treating guests includes acts of charity. And so this is one of the primary spiritual activities, actually, dharmic activities for the Grihastha ashram, is giving of charity. Giving suitable charity and especially receiving guests and also feeding other living entities. Feeding the birds, feeding the animals and other living entities. It's all part of Grihastha dharma, described in Dharma Shastra. So one should, if he's a Grihastha, he should know about his duties. Like sometimes people say, oh, I'm a Grihastha, I'm doing my karma. I'm doing my dharma. Acha, you're doing your dharma. What is Grihastha dharma? Grihastha dharma means you make money and you feed your children and send them to school. This is Grihastha dharma. This is what people say. Acha, well then you're doing the same thing the pig is doing. Because a pig is feeding his children and sending his kids to school also. He's teaching his pigs how to forage in the jungle and how to find the suitable edibles, according to his constitution. So the mother will teach him, and you put your nose in the ground like this and go, wah, 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 and you lift up the ground and find some slugs and worms and things, and you eat things from the ground. And if you can't find any of those, then you go on the surface and do some surface scanning, scan the web or scan the net, and you can find some droppings here and there. And then the mother shows good places to make business. This part of town is a very good spot. You can make a lot of profit here. So the mother educates. The mother educates and feeds. So you're doing your dharma. I'm educating my children. I'm paying for their education. I'm feeding them. Really? That's it. Yes, it's my dharma. And your pig is also doing dharma. Dharma means you follow the Dharma Shastra. You're a Grihastha. What is a Grihastha? What are the do's and don'ts for a Grihastha? When you get the computer, you get the handbook how to run it. What not to do? Don't put it in the microwave oven. Please don't put your computer in the microwave oven. It's not recommended. In other words, heat is not recommended. But it is recommended to keep it covered so the dust doesn't get inside. So there are do's and don'ts. So you're in a particular ashram, there's yama niyama for the varna and ashrams. So this is charity. So Lord Chaitanya is setting an example. There's so many levels, of course, in all these verses and all these leelas. So many teachings, so many levels, so many rasas and siddhantas and tattvas. And according to our adhikar and perception, we'll be able to glean these various messages and derive the nourishment on different levels of our own existence. But he's a Grihastha. His wife is Vishnupriya. He's a Brahmin. He's not thinking, hey, I'm a Brahmin, give me a donation. No, I'm a Brahmin, but this is a Vairagi. He's much higher than me. He's a Vairagi Sadhu. I'm an attached Brahmin. I have wife, house, everything. And besides all of that, regardless of who he is or what he is, he's come to my house. He could be a Titi Narayan, a Atiti Narayan. Because the Shastras are saying if someone comes without imitation, off the time, Atiti means time, time interval. If he comes off the time, then he's Narayan, in disguise. So then how will you receive Narayan? Hey, what do you want? What are you doing here? I'm calling the police. No beggars are allowed in this neighborhood. Didn't you see this is a controlled neighborhood? How'd you get by the security guard? Calling the police. Hey, 911. Hey. There's some sadhu outside my door trying to beg alms. You should arrest him. Oh, we'll be right there. This is Kali Yuga. This is Grihastha Dharma. Pig Dharma. Kali Yuga Pig Dharma. Arrest the sadhus and take your kids to the stool field. Hare Krishna. Kritartha hayase purusha chalilam haridvani sarvagane mangala utila. Being fully satisfied with the don he received from Vishwambhara, this Shiva, the singer of Shiva Bhajans, left. And then all the devotees chanted the names of Hari, Hari, Sarvagan, Mangala Utila, Mangala Utila, Hari Dwani. That sound, that beautiful transcendental sound of Hari's name, everyone, all the whole group of devotees, they vibrated that auspicious sound, Mangala Utila. Jai Pai Utte Krishna Bhaktira Prakash Ishvara Sahita Sarva Dasara Vilas. As the glories of the Lord were vibrated, devotional service to Krishna became manifest. In this way, the Lord enjoyed pastimes with His servants. Sarva Dasara Vilas Sahita Ishvara Sahita Sarva Dasara. All the dasas, all the servants of the Lord, they enjoyed Krishna, Ishvara, Vishwambhara, the Ishvara, the Supreme Lord. He enjoyed Vilas with his bhaktas. Krishna Bhakti Prakash, Jai Pai Ute. So all the devotees gathered together and they're loudly chanting Hari Dwani, Hari Nam Sankirtan. And in that Nam, by chanting that Nam, so many feelings and sentiments of bhakti arose in their hearts. It says, Krishna Bhakti Prakash, it manifests so much Krishna Bhakti. This is Krishna Bhakti. Chanting is Krishna Bhakti. Hearing is Krishna Bhakti. Serving is Krishna Bhakti. And the more they chanted the name, the more Bhakti Devi became thrilled to live within them, became attracted to reside in their minds. Bhakti Devi is Krishna, is Radharani's expansion, Ladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti. She's a Devi. She has Samvit, which is Krishna, but her presiding or predominant mood is a Shakti, Ladini Shakti, bliss, love, divine joy. So they were this so much, they were vibrating the glories of the Lord, and Krishna Bhakti manifests intense devotion and joy and awareness of the Lord's presence. And then everyone started to enjoy pastimes with the Lord. Prabhupale Bhai Sabha Shuna Mantra Sar Ratri Kene Mitya Jaya Ama Sabakar. Vishwambhara said, O brothers, Bhai, listen to the essence of all advice. Shuna Mantra Sar. Shuna Mantra Sar. Mantra Sar, the essence of all mantras. Mantra Sar. What is that? Ratri Kene Mitya Jaya Ama Savakar. You must have heard this Vivekananda's preaching or Ramakrishna mission. Brahman Satyam Jagat Mitya. This Jagat, this world is Mitya. It's false. It's nakli, bogus, unreal. Only Brahman is Satya. Brahman Satya Jagan Mitya. So he's using this word Mitya. So what is the essence? What is the mantra sar? What is the essence of vibration? The essence of mantra or teachings that Lord Chaitanya wants to tell his brothers? Listen, brothers. Listen, brothers. All right. Is everyone listening? Sisters. Bainji, Bainji. Bai. Bai and Bainji. Suniye. Why are we uselessly wasting our nights? Of course we're not. That doesn't apply to us right now. Outside of these nights. But he's speaking that why are we uselessly wasting our nights? And so tomorrow we'll find out. You can consider the answer to that question yourself. Radhe, 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 Jai, Jai, Shri Radhe.